Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
When the charity Guide Dogs runs its annual Guide Dog of the Year Awards, one of the main messages that they're keen to promote is the life-changing effect a canine guide can have on someone who is blind or partially sighted, whatever age and whatever level of residual vision they still have. And in fact, one of the categories in their most recent awards is actually called the Life-Changing Award. And this year, it was won by Monica McGill and her guide dog Waffle. Monica, who's now 46 but who started to lose her sight in her mid-30s, works at Western General Hospital in Edinburgh, and her guide dog Waffle won the award because of the way Waffle had helped Monica to get her life and career back on track. Now, of course, Guide Dogs itself would be the very first to say that a canine companion is certainly not right for every vision-impaired person, but when owner and dog do click, what that partnership achieves can be quite astonishing, as Monica confirmed when she spoke to us.
It's a bit like night and day, or black and white. I would say she's made such a radical difference to me. I've gone from somebody who was feeling scared and anxious all the time, not just from the sort of moment to moment, but worrying about the future and worrying about my job and supporting myself, to back to being somebody who really doesn't worry at all now. If I need to go somewhere, I just harness Waffle up and off we go. I'm back performing exceptionally well at my work. I move around at work, which I'd stopped doing. I'm back out going to the shops, being completely independent, all forms of transport, meeting friends at weekends. Just so different from what life was when I was first diagnosed and really lost my confidence.
And it's being able to get out and about. I mean, that really has been the key thing for you, has it?
It has been for me, because I work full time, and pretty quickly after getting my diagnosis, because I'd gone from thinking I could see normally to realising and being told that I didn't have much vision left at all, it became quite a frightening thing for me, thinking there must be things out there in my surrounding areas that I can't see, I'm not aware of at all. So I really just didn't want to go out the house. I didn't even want to go to work. I continued to go to work because I have to go to work. But I didn't even want to move around at work. I didn't go out at lunch times. There were times where I thought, I need the toilet, but I'm too scared to go along the corridor. Or I need a drink from the kitchen, don't want to go. It's the same with shopping. You know, we'd go home to my flat at night of a weekend and just stay there.
And you decided to go down the guide dog route, bearing in mind you said you had a lack of confidence all round. Why did you choose the guide dog route as opposed to, you know, training with a long cane as a mobility aid?
I had done my long cane training probably pretty quickly after I had been diagnosed. But to be honest, emotionally, I was in such turmoil, I really didn't get any benefit from it. So I had asked for a social work assessment. There was a huge long waiting list for it. And as part of that, I wanted to ask for sort of refresher training. While I was waiting and getting more and more desperate and more sort of depressed and anxious and worried, actually it was my sister that said, what about guide dogs? And I gave the sort of pretty conventional answer of, I'm not totally blind, you know, that's not for me. And she said, no. It says quite clearly on their website that you just have to have trouble getting around to be considered for a guide dog. So I thought, well, that's me. So after having a look on their website, and oh, it took me days and days and days, I would pick up the phone number and put the phone back down. I would think about emailing them. Nope, that wasn't brave enough to do that. And eventually I got up the nerve to phone Guide Dogs and say I was interested in applying for a dog.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
It is indeed, yes.
Although, perhaps we could just discuss briefly a bit of that history. The training process itself, how was that for you? Because, again, you're taking on something, you say you had little confidence in doing things. Obviously, there were new skills to learn. How did you find the training process?
I asked for home training. And, again, that's the wonderful thing about Guide Dogs as an organisation. They will tailor the training to your specific needs. I was so lacking in confidence, I didn't even want to leave my own home to go to one of the hotels that they use for group training. Guide Dogs were fantastic about it. And I did one-to-one training with the guide dog mobility instructor, who came every day to my flat and trained Waffle and I. I think I found training, like most people do, pretty exhausting. You're in a kind of odd state of emotions all the time because you're feeling like you've got to learn things and it all seems so new and so different and so many different things to remember. Foot positions, hand positions, verbal commands to the dog. There's things like caring for the dog to learn. So it's emotional and it's tiring, but at the same time, you just bit by bit by bit get more and more freedom and more independence.
You said bit by bit. I was about to ask whether there's a moment when it suddenly sort of clicks and you and the dog become one, as it were, or whether it is a slow, gradual process.
I'll be honest, for me, when I had applied for a dog, before I started the formal assessment process, the rehabilitation officer arranged with one of his colleagues for me to have a practice walk with one of the dogs that was in training. And the absolute minute I had that harness in my hand, for me was, this is the right thing for me. My own dog, it does take a little bit of time to build up. I did have that initial sense of freedom and confidence in the dog because they really are so well trained. I had no idea what I was doing and did say a few times to my trainer, you know, I'm worrying that I'm going to confuse the dog or damage the training the dog's had. And she's like, no, you won't, because they are so well trained. For me, it was a slow, gradual process. I think one of the first times you really feel your freedom and independence is the first time your trainer says to you, you're trained enough to go out on your own. And actually, I remember on one occasion she said to me, your homework for this weekend is I want you to take Waffle up to the local shops. So that it was, you know, a long enough walk. It was going to be a very normal walk. It's a walk that we do all the time now. And although you feel quite nervous, you also feel really excited that you're allowed out on your own with your dog.
Now, if you're interested in finding out more about applying for a guide dog, then your first step is to talk through your options with the charity guide dogs. They'll put you in touch with your local mobility team, who will arrange to meet you at your home, at a mutually convenient public place, or maybe at a friend or relative's house. And the central phone number to call, maybe just to get a bit more information before you decide whether you would like to take things further, is 08 45 372 7499, or you can email guidedogs@guidedogs.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.